Hi, I'm Monica Brown, and as Larry mentioned earlier, I am with the Shawnee Neighborhood Association in Louisville, Kentucky. I want to first thank Delilah for inviting us to be a part of this panel with prevention. I am here, let me say, with my partner, Angela Hollingsworth, who represents the Louisville Metro Department of Health and Wellness Center for Health Equity in Louisville. And so in my presentation here today, you'll probably hear and see a little bit of what you've already heard all in one, the different strategies, the partnerships that need to occur to prevent violence. And so our objective here as a pilot site for convergence is really promoting the importance of community-based participatory research and involving the community using the different strategies. And I have no disclosures, I must say that. And so again, the Louisville Metro Department of Public Health and Wellness, Center for Health Equity, and the Shawnee Neighborhood Association partnered for the Convergence Partnership to address violence and crime and to promote access to healthy eating and physical activity within the Shawnee neighborhood. The Shawnee Neighborhood Association is a nonprofit that is comprised of, that's comprised of residents within the Shawnee neighborhood. It was formed actually as a result of the community coming together probably 3 years ago, saying they that there were enough liquor stores in their in that community. And so there's about 18,000 in the Shawnee neighborhood. They said they'd had enough, and they actually came together and had a wet dry vote where they impacted how liquor stores came into the neighborhood, if any new ones came in, and they also were able to close down several. And so we started here in partnership with the, again, Center for Health Equity to look at violence and physical activity. And so our partners, our core partners for Convergence initially were, again, the Neighborhood Association, the Center for Health Equity, Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities Partnership, and then the Peace Education Center. And what they do in Louisville is work with organizations to address conflict, conflict resolution, mediation, leadership skills. And so we partnered with them as we moved about engaging our young people. Again, our objective was to improve community safety and promote healthy lifestyles by developing policies. And so through our strategy, we started out initially knowing that we had to have something that would sustain our efforts in the end. And so the best way to do that is to work with local officials and actually create laws or set the stage where laws that are already on the books are being enforced. So we sought to limit and decrease amount of alcohol and tobacco signage around youth-populated areas. Some were liquor stores, but some were typically what we call corner stores in Louisville. And it's primarily where a lot of the residents did their shopping. But there were high abundance of signage, and we've actually also started tracking the crime around those areas. We also sought, but we are still working. We are not here today as we have figured it out, but that we are walking it out. And you'll see towards the end of the presentation what I mean by that. So we're also looking at the lighting around the businesses and around our local transportation stops and how that can impact crime. And increasing access to healthy food choices. Now, we got to these, the access to healthy food choices and the signage, because these are things that the community already said that were issue to them, that were hindering their health. Before starting the convergence strategy, we held several community dialogues throughout the neighborhood, asking the residents what was impacting their health. Not the traditional high blood pressure, that type of thing, but even getting to the root causes of those physical health issues. And so that's how we got to the alcohol and tobacco signage and the increase in fresh fruits and vegetables. And so the methods that we used, again, Delilah has mentioned this, Larry mentioned it, community engagement. We were able to employ young people within the neighborhood. We started out with 23 students that we recruited from the local high school, and so we were able to pay them to do community surveys, to walk the neighborhood, to stand in front of the businesses that had the high crime or the high abundance of signage, and talk to the patrons as they entered the stores. And we did get permission. There were several stores in the neighborhood that wouldn't let us, but we had good feedback from that those activities with the youth and interacting with those that came to the stores. We also, again, I mentioned using community dialogues and conversations, asking the residents for their perspective on how to address these issues, not making the decisions ourselves on how to heal them, but getting their ideas on how they can heal themselves. We use the SEPTED strategy, crime prevention through environmental design. We trained adults, and we also trained youth to walk the neighborhood together, assessing the neighborhood. We're talking about a 2.5-mile radius for the Shawnee neighborhood. We did that over several weekends, several hot weekends. We've been working on the convergence strategy for a little over 18 months. And so we've had all seasons to go through, and we still have young people that are still engaged. And then we looked at the adults and the young people as well. So we needed to train them in advocacy and social justice and what does policy advocacy look like and how can they impact it. Even though the neighborhood had already come together to affect change regarding the wet dry vote, their understanding of advocacy and community development was still somewhat limited, as well as mine. I'm learning, even after 17 years. I am still learning. And then another method was our community-based participatory research, and I've already said that. That's using the people to get the answers. I mentioned the stores, doing the surveys around the stores with a high abundance of crime. And what these next two slides basically show as the residents are not going to tell you that they feel bad about their neighborhood, that they feel unsafe. This is what we found in Shawnee, and we asked them as many different ways as we possibly could. But what we do know is that if we do certain things, like decrease the number of signage, alcohol and tobacco signage, that they would feel better about their neighborhood. So understanding that the responses to this survey is really based on how the residents feel about their neighborhood. So addressing the crime, which we've already heard through Rita, addressing the crime through the physical environment as well. So this slide just shows some of the crime that has happened within the Shawnee neighborhood. And so at the end of this year, 2011, we will actually have some data that will hopefully speak to our successes and what we're promoting today as far as community-based participatory research being able to impact crime. The results of our convergence. Let me also just say that none of this was planned. We just sort of walked into it. And so that's the good piece, because we walked into it putting the residents in front. And then as I see these different and hear the different presentations over this week, I'm learning that we did it right. Or we're doing it right. We're doing it right. We are walking out what the researchers say should happen, but the residents are doing it. The community's doing it. We are partnering with them to make the change. So the results of our convergence, which was huge, is a collaborative of 11 partners, and Rita mentioned this as well. She had a list of what some of the partners need to be and represent, and we have that in Shawnee. The collaborative is called Communities United for Health. The only difference here is the community in which we're working, they lead the collaborative. They dictate how the collaborative works. Now, it represents crime. So there's the police department. There's social service agencies a part of the collaborative, the YMCA, you name it. Everything that we've already heard that impacts crime is representative on this this collaborative here in Louisville. And it is huge. It's a challenge, and you'll see that a few slides down. Also, one of our other results, I mentioned our ability to change policy. And so three of the items that the youth highlighted throughout the last 18 months are being incorporated now into the neighborhood's 5-10-year plan. And so the plan will become law in how businesses operate within the neighborhood, how residents operate within the neighborhood. And so it will help the neighborhood enforced some things that to date had not been able to hold anybody to. So we're really excited about that piece because our local council was involved in initiating the development of the neighborhood plan. So we're working with another agency of the Louisville Metro Government with that, as well as all of the partners for Communities United for Health. So, and we think these two things will truly help with sustainability. Again, an increase in community engagement. Our youth, which I failed to mention earlier, but to promote our convergence activities, they created a photo voice and digital story presentation. And so we took that presentation on a campaign throughout the neighborhood, in different parts of the neighborhood. Because it's so large, we've divided it into 6 sections. And so we held health equity dialogues or conversations to showcase what the youth have seen as hindrances to their health, what hinders Shawnee from being a healthy community. And so we've been able to promote our work. That's the engaging more people, more adults, more people with influence, to address the issues that our young people have highlighted. And the Neighborhood Association recently adopted their recommendations to be included in the long-range plan for the neighborhood. So we're excited about that. We've also seen, and Delilah, thank you, showed a picture, one of our pictures, of the liquor store with all of the signage. And then the same liquor store, maybe 10 months later, where there were no, it was limited signage. It's still there because that is a liquor store, but now that liquor store only has promotion on the front of the building, not all the way around. And that was something that the owner decided to do on his own. And so we're seeing that at 2 of our local corner stores as well, where we're working with them to actually look at addressing, increasing access to fresh fruits and vegetables. The Shawnee neighborhood is a medically underserved area in every capacity, in every way. And so just trying to increase access to those things that promote healthy living, we believe, in partnership with the community, will impact crime. And more importantly, we are seeing an increase in pride from the residents. So as I mentioned, Communities United for Health, partnership of advocacy groups, government agencies, and nonprofits that has made an intentional decision to work together. And I use that word intentional, or we use that word intentional in our definition, because it's not always easy to come to the table with another group, another organization, without making sure that your agenda is there first. And so we truly have to be intentional that we're going to make this relationship work. And again, our goal for Communities United for Health. We're called CU. We were called CUS, which I liked CUS for some reason, but then the group changed it just so it could truly speak to what we are. But to promote community-based participatory research and to address, create a policy document. Our successes, you've already heard me say that, the facilitation of the health equity dialogues, the wet dry vote, the initiation of a Healthy and a Hairy Corner store, Delilah mentioned that, in partnership with the YMCA and the Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities, and then the Shawnee Christian Healthcare Center, which is who I work for, in partnership with the Neighborhood Association. But the healthcare center got there because the Neighborhood Association said we are a medically underserved area and began taking steps in the development of a healthcare center in partnership with individuals that were in the medical field that had a desire to create community health. So our successes, but then we still have many challenges, and you'll see this. And so this is a diagram of what Communities United for Health looks like. This was done in partnership, truly in partnership with Angela Hollingsworth. But when we looked at it, we had to say, wow, this is huge. And so you'll see where public health is merging crime and violence and healthy eating through Communities United for Health. And then we're able to address transportation, the built environment, all of that. Challenges. Time, perceptions, agendas, I said, and the capacity. Perceptions, what we think might heal people or what they need is very different from what they think. And so you'll see I said those people in here, and actually I represent those people on both sides of the spectrum. And then capacity, take the time to train and educate the community that you're working in. And as I end, just a quote that I have in my office, as we light a path for others, we naturally light our own way. And so as we seek to heal and prevent crime in areas, then we're doing what we need. We're getting what we need. And so that's how we end. Thank you again for allowing us to be here.